So before Pesach, we left off at Perek Kaf Aleph. We had just done Perek Kaf, and we had been discussing at various points the various rewards or levels that a person who is Osek B'Torah and Osek B'Torah L'Shema benefits from, including benefits in the next world. So continuing on the theme, says Rav Chaim V'Lajner, Perek Kaf Aleph, the following. V'im kolkach nifla madrig asam shel omlei Torah. If, in fact, as we've now been establishing, the people who are Oma B'Torah, who work hard, put effort into Torah, they're a very, very high level, which is he had discussed last time in great detail, how, again, hearkening back on what he had said even earlier in Prakim about there's, you know, he has this whole mystical scheme in Kabbalah about the Shefa coming down, and there's these different levels, but above the highest of the highest of the highest level is Torah, and the people who are, you know, Omel B'Torah are Yonek directly from that, etc. So when you're on such a level, Gam Ba'odam B'Zeha Olam HaChashuch, So he makes an incredible point. He says, listen, on the one hand, it's true that you know you will achieve these incredible levels in this world. And he basically is putting it out there. Again, not that I've ever seen it. Maybe I don't even know when the last time this actually happened. But at least in theory, says Rav Chaim V'Lajner, a person could be so davok to Torah, such a masmid, that they have Ruach HaKodesh, right? That they can be rewarded in this world with supernatural abilities. And yet, despite that incredible ability, Gedolim Tzadikim Misasen Yotam Mivachayim, as a play on words, that is, you know, play on a phrase from Gemara Chulin. That is to say, but when the person dies and he's just a neshama, he'll even be on a higher level than he was on this world. Le'en Arach, you can't even calculate how high a level he'll be at when he dies. Acher Asher Nishmaso HaTahora, Rabbas Sava La Torah Umitzvos, right, because he's freed from the body, which is weighing him down, and all he will be at that moment is a neshama, and who are we talking about? Not a person who went to the tea room, right, at 11:30 at night. So then went back to the base medrash. It was being Saveya himself, you know, not with meats and delicacies, but with more and more Torah and mitzvos. V'hi Sava El Beisavia Mikudasha Mitahora Kasher Nina, right? He is satiating himself from all the holiness and the purity of the Torah and from Hashem. Ubiyitron Or HaTorah HaKadosha Talmud HaBiyado, and right, and he has not only Talmud HaBiyado, but as a result of Talmud HaBiyado, he has this extra doses of reward and spirituality and supernal light. Kol Sharim Niftachim Lefanav, and as a result, all the Sharim of Kedusha, of Chachma, they're all open before him. Vasalik Ubaka Rekian, Tzura B'Tzura Chayim Hashem, Elokav Yibarach Shema, right, he's bound in the bonds of life, he gets close to Hashem, higher than you can imagine. So, you know, very, very powerful reward. Again, it's a reward in the sense of, you know, it's something that's earned. On the other hand, it's also, you know, I think you get the clear sense from him that it's also a spiritual cause and effect, right? In other words, it's, again, like if you eat too many calories, you gain weight. And if you, you know, like there are certain things that are, it's not just like, you know, you could go to like, you know, you could eat less calories and lose weight. That's cause and effect. You can go to a diet meeting and they give you like a sticker, that's a reward, right? That's not cause and effect. That's a reward. So here there are rewards. But there's also a cause and effect that Memela, your neshama, will be on such a high level. Ubatana de Be'eliyahu, in Perek Dalet, it says the following. Shema Tomar, Hov Nichlas Moshe Lebeis Olomo, Shema Batami Menu Oso HaKeser, Shel Me'or Panim. Again, it's an interesting perspective that he's having here, and he's reiterating this with the Moshe, that you might have thought that Yadavka only have these tremendous brachos in this world. And for example, the Tana de Be'eliyahu has a Havamin about Moshe. Right? If the Torah itself says, we just read it a few weeks ago, right, that he didn't know Karan or Panav, he radiated this light, which again we understand intuitively is a result of his intensive spiritual exposure and his, you know, becoming one with the Torah. So you might have thought that when Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to, you know, when he passes away, maybe he loses that. Talmud Lomar, Malo Kam Navi, right? Kamosha Od, Panim Apanim, all these great things that the Torah itself tells us about Moshe. Ma'or Panim Shalamala, Kayim Li'olam, Ome Olamim, just like the actual light. That light source up in Shemayim is going to exist forever. It doesn't burn out. Therefore, so too, once Moshe reached that level and had that ore, that can never be taken away from him. Even after he dies, he still has that. Even after he goes to the Beit Olamim. Below Moshe Bavad, and don't think it's something unique to Moshe. Maybe it was the most intensive to Moshe. Bekamut, in quantity, Moshe achieved the highest. But in degree, in that, but in assuming that's in degree, but in kind, in terms of Be'ichut, it's something that's applicable or theoretical to anybody, not just Moshe. He never really dies in the sense that because the neshama lives on forever, as the pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, right? And now that phrase, which we saw already now a second time, that is a very, very common phrase. We use that all the time. Even in our tefillos, right? You made the soul of, you know, he says at the end of every funeral, you know, that the soul of the departed should be nasho, you know, should be tsuror b'tzurah chayim, should be bound up in the eternal bonds of life. So that's based on this pasuk. So, but what you see from the end of the pasuk, where it throws in Hashem Elokecha, says the Medrash, Makish Atamid Chacham, who is bound in the bonds of life, with Elokim, with Hashem Elokecha at the end of the pasuk. Ma Elokim, Yehesh Magadol, Mevorach Chavik Hayam, right? Hashem's greatness is forever and ever. That person also lives on forever and ever. Right? So again, it doesn't mean alive in the same way that we're alive now. But what really is important about us being alive now, what gives us life now, right, is, you know, we would just be a zombie, right? A zombie is a body without, you know, the walking dead, so to speak, right? So we'd be a zombie without an neshama. The neshama is the real life force, and the neshama, especially if such a person lives on forever, tachas kisei hakavod. So in that sense, like Hashem, Moshe, and theoretically anybody who deserves it and earns it can live forever. What happens when you're living forever? What's happening? So he continues next paragraph. V'nafsho tizba b'tzachot ha'or ha'elyon haganuz, and the nefesh or the neshama is being satiated, is being filled with the brightness of the or elyon, which is hidden. Ordinarily, it's not exposed. Only if you reach a certain level and you're in that place, you get to see this hidden light. Kimamaram, as the Gemara says in Soto, or not up to that yet in Dafyomi, but not that far away, a few weeks. Kol tamachacham haosek b'torah mitoch atchak. If you are not learning, and not only when it's easy, but even when it's hard. Again, I didn't look up the Gemara. I don't remember if in context it makes clear what the tachak is, but certainly logically, we can imagine all sorts of mitoch atchaks. It could be a person who has poverty and still, you know, focuses, who's sick, who could be tired. It could be someone who doesn't have the greatest intellectual abilities. Right? Those are all things that a person is pushing himself. Mitoch atchak. So, incredible reward, one of which the opinion is, Rabbi Yavo says, af mazbien oso mizivah shechina. That person will be satiated, will have a direct line to the radiance of the Shechina itself. As the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Hoyu einecha ros es morecha. Now that's funny pasuk to be quoted. I had forgotten the Gemara quotes that. Well, because usually we quote that pasuk as a reference to seeing your rabbanim, right? To put the rabbi up front, the rashiva up front, yeah, or the posters, right? Hoyu einecha ros morecha. But right, the context here seems to be that it refers to Hashem, right? Hoyu einecha ros es morecha. Again, that just seems to be the way that we're using the pasuk, that this person is constantly being able to be inene and be rewarded from the zivah shechina based on this, I guess in the present tense, it's always being ros es morecha. Parakama de Basra, the first parak of Baba Basra. My, what does the pasuk say in Tehillim? Ezba'a b'hakitz timun asecha. So, Ezba'a, I'll be satisfied b'hakitz, while I'm awake, timun asecha, from your timuna. What's that referring to? And again, you see that's somewhat of a similar theme to Roas es morecha. There's a picture, there's some image, some closeness of Hashem that you're being exposed to. So here the Gemara says, Elo tamin chachamim, shemenadadin shenem einem olamazeh. Right? So if you see these bags under my eyes, hopefully they've been earned honestly, right? From lack of sleep, and hopefully the lack of sleep comes from Torah, not from Netflix. Right, you want to be staying up, not doing narishkeit. But if you're staying up, you're menadid sheinam einayim ba'olam hazeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu mazbien meziv hashkina l'olam haba. That Hashem will reward the person again with this incredible ziv hashkina reward in olam haba. It's a direct correlation and a cause and effect. Similarly, in Masechta Sanhedrin, Parachelik, it says kol mashchir panav al devar Torah. Right, you blacken your face. I'm not sure, maybe the Mepharshim explained, maybe in the ancient world, or in those circumstances, maybe there was an actual blackening of the face. Maybe, I'm not sure what that, or it just means, like what I was referring to, the bags under your eyes, which are darker color. Ba'olam hazeh, Kadosh Baruch Hu, mavhig zivo l'olam haba, right? But you will be repaid by having, the bright radiance in olam haba. So again, this gets back to what we saw, a few different ways of saying the same thing. Mitoch atchak, menad no shena. So here, at least the context of this paragraph, mitoch atchak means pushing yourself and being a masmid, or effort, I guess you could say. I just heard, I'm trying to remember who, I just heard somebody being interviewed, He was a mashkiach in one of the Haredi yeshivas in Israel. Anyway, he was quoting Nefesh HaChaim. He didn't quote chapter and verse, but he was saying how when you have the Nefesh HaChaim approach, so we know that, you know, the true schar, the true value, is not so much, you know, how smart you are and how many dapim you learned, how quickly you remember, how many tosas you know by heart, as much as the effort that you put in. So again, you don't need Nefesh HaChaim necessarily for that. You have other Ma'amarei Chazal to make that point, but surely that's a theme that we've seen, and he's emphasizing here, you know, the idea of pushing yourself and the effort. Nowhere here did it mention, you know, retention or how good your chakiras are or your methodology. Right? That didn't get mentioned here, right? That's not what you get. It's the mitoch atchak, it's the pushing yourself, it's the being a masmid. V'akol lefi erech rov isko v'niflos nekoso b'torah kedoshah. Now here, maybe you could say, depending on how you want to interpret this, maybe this does indicate a little bit of a proportionality relating to your ability to accomplish. Kol lefi erech rov isko, although maybe that's just effort, your hasmada, right? But it's proportional based on your esek in Torah, your niflos tevekuso, or how davik you are in Torah ukedosha. Similarly, he says the Talmud Be'elio mentions in a different parak, esel tzadikim ma nemar mehem, the pasuk says in Shoftim parak hey, the ohavav ketzes hashemesh b'gvuraso, that those who love Hashem should be like the shemesh, you know, as it goes out in its gvura, you know, in its strongest part of the day. Mashen ke malach hasher, so it gets even greater than the angels. Mayafa kocho shel balabayis, right? So how great is the koch of the balabayis? Here the balabayis, you know, unlike the usual usage, this is referring to Hashem. The balabayis is, you know, the balabira, the one who's in charge. Shu miyape keter avadav kemo kitro, right? If we do all this stuff, Hashem doesn't just say you could be like a malach. Hashem says you could be, so to speak, like me. You know, he's willing to give over from himself. He's not holding himself, keeping himself separate. Rather, he's willing to give over for himself. Him tomorrow, mishakara harbe v'shana harbe. Now, here comes the issue, I guess, about practical, you know, accomplishment. What? How are you really saying that someone who learns a lot or a little, learns a lot, whether it's in kara or shana, maybe that means Tanakh or Mishnah, mishakara v'shana kima, or someone who learns a little, yem or panem shavin keechad bim or panim olam haba? Are you really saying that they're going to be, that's the same? So it says the Reb Chaim V'lajner, not quite. Ain't okay. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, She'en Lefanav Ma'aseh Panim. There's no undeserved reward. Nemar B'Makom Acher, as the Pasuk says, in Mishlei, Yeser Me'ri'ehu Tzadik. Ela Kol Echad Ve'echad Lefi Darko. Now again, I would add, it's not clear. I mean, in this paragraph alone, it sounds like Lefi Darko is simply based on how much a person learned. Right, so you know, but there's obviously different ways of measuring, including the issue just of effort or using one's potential. But it's not saying that there's a one size fits all, you know, which we wouldn't expect, right? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a fair judge, he's a shofet neman or shofet tzedek, so he's not going to punish people undeservedly. He's not going to reward people undeservedly. But again, what gets you the bigger or less reward? So that's a little bit either contradictory or vague, because here it does sound like it has to do with the amount that you learned. Other places sound like the effort, maybe not 100% clear. Okay, next paragraph. Who? Sod ha'or shenivra b'yom ha'rishon. Now it gets a little Kabbalistic. We're ready for our first Zohar of the Nuzman. Says Chaim V'lajner, this is really the secret of that special or that Hashem created and hid away on the first day of creation. She'gunzo ha'garish baruch hu letzadikim. V'chei Isa, and it says in the Zohar, I'm not sure who that is, Rabbi Lazar maybe, Patach, Ma Rav Tuvcha Asher Tzafanta, Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Aleph. There's some great Tuv that Hashem hid. What is that? So says Rabbi Lazar, Tachazi, right? Come and see. Kutcha Brichu Bara Labarnash Ba'alama. Kadosh Baruch Hu created human beings in this world. Vatkin Lei Lemehavish Shalim Bibachana. And he was Matakein, right? That they should be Shalim in their Avoda. Ulat Kana. Orchav, and they should be metake in their ways, their orchav, their ways, their drachim. Begin the yizkel in hora. As a result, if they could do that, if they're shalom in their avoda, they're metake in, you know, metaher their ways, then they'll be zocha l'nahora ilah. So this high, this supernal light, the gunners could jabrichu l'tzadikah. The Hashem hid for the tzadikim, as the Pesuk says in the Navi Yeshaya, ayin larasa yasal mechakelo. Right, the people who are mechakelo, who are, you know, waiting for him, meaning that they're willing to wait for that ultimate reward, they'll get a reward that you've never seen before. Ayin larasa, upamez zacha barnash lahu nahora. And the person, this light that's incredible, that's rewarded, saved for special reward, and it was created on the first day of creation. Who will be zocha to that? How will a person be zocha to that? Ba'oraisa, with study of Torah. Amr Chazal, Amru kumtu v'lo eit. There are certain people who are cut off before their time. Nahar yutzaki sodam. But a river kind of was poured over their foundation. What are we talking about? This is a very, very confusing pasuk. It's an allusion to, says the Gemara, Elo tamir chachamim. Shemaktin sheinim einem. So now we go back to the issue of hasmada and effort. That they are cutting off, so to speak, their time, meaning to say they weaken themselves and maybe even die prematurely because they didn't get enough sleep. As a result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu megaleh lehem sod l'olam haba. So in this world, maybe they cut themselves short, but they get rewarded in the next world. Shenamar nahar yutzak yisodam. Heim ha-ta'amei Torah ha-genuzim. This, their yisod will be filled up with this nahar. Apparently that's an allusion to these, this or ha-ganuz, or ha-elyon ha-ganuz. So it's hard to exactly see how that comes from the pasuk, honestly, to me. But nevertheless, somebody who is kutmu v'lo'et, someone who really deprives themselves in this world, and maybe even dies earlier because of that, but some nahar, which again apparently somehow refers to this oraganos, will be given to them, or they'll be enmeshed in that. Chayn amru parak haTorah, we've seen that allusion many times, the sixth parak of Avos, kalosek b'Torah, says the Mishnah, Bryce said technically, Torah osek b'Torah l'shma, zoch l'dvarim harbe, right? If you learn Torah l'shma, you'll get many rewards. And says Rechaim V'lajr here, a diuk, satam, v'lo perish mahu osan advarim. Right? Davka, the Medrash, was satam, and does not explain, excuse me, the Mishnah, does not explain what are the dvarim harbe that a person that learns Torah will be rewarded with. V'yavshar lomar shema dvarim shepir shema charza, but you could say, well, if you keep reading the Mishnah, a number of things are mentioned. But says Rechaim V'lajr, obviously that's not what this is referring to, shari amar ze acharze, v'lo od, except for those things. So it sounds like this initial reward of Dvarim Harbe is something else. So what is that referring to? Amnam. Ramaz, it's a hint at l'ha'idun ba'tzichtzuach ha'nefesh boraganos. It's referring to what will happen to the nefesh, I guess after 120, when it has a special idun, these special pleasures and refinement from the oraganos. Right? In this world, ayin la rasa, no one could ever see it, no one could ever experience it, no one could ever know exactly what that is. But if a person learns, they can receive that. Some special, reward that's saved for the next world. Shamrusham, ayin lo rasa. Vakol echad. These are all saying the same thing, says Rechaim V'lajner. Sod atame Torah hagnozim shalon galu adayin. This is some sod that's of the beautiful pleasures of Torah, which is gonos and has not been revealed. Chenamar stam l'dvaram harbe sheno davaram musag l'amro ulvaro. Right? You can't explain, you have no words for it. Right, it's like I think this goes back to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Maybe you've heard me say this, because I think it's very powerful. I think the story I heard—I don't know if it's been corroborated—but the story I heard was that there was a judge, a secular judge, decades ago, who wrote to a number of gedolim, basically saying, if you could explain to me, the beauty and the value of the Torah and mitzvot, then maybe I would become religious. So I think it was—I don't know who else she wrote to and how they responded. But I think it was the Lubavitcher Rebbe who said, "I can't." You're like, if you never tasted an apple and you ask me to describe the taste, it wouldn't mean anything, right? It's very tart and crispy. That could be different. If you already know what apples are, you say, what kind of apple is this? And then I would say tart and crispy and firm. Now you have a context. If you had never tasted an apple, what does sweet mean? Sweet could mean, pancake syrup. Sweet could mean cream herring. Like, what does sweet mean? Right? You need a context. So if you've never tasted an apple, I can't describe it to you. Right? If you never saw snow and you're blind, I can't describe it to you. Right? So that's why he says the Dvarim Harbe is referring to things that no one's ever seen. So the Mishnah can't describe them because they would be meaningless. Okay. L'chein amar b'Torah. Oh, yeah, that we did. Okay, last paragraph, right? Yeah. L'chein amar b'Torah, Seir Elio, says, Asher Adam Sheish Bo Divrei Torah, V'yoshev V'kar V'shon V'makom Tzanua V'seter. So, person who is not only a big masmid but learns in a somewhat tzanua or seter way, so he is going to be accompanied by and eventually in proximity of no less than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the pasuk says, Yoshev b'seter elyon, a person who does that, but tzel shaddai, he'll eventually lie with the tzel of shaddai. They make themselves tsanua, ain imam zar. They don't hang around with other people. They just learn. So here we have, again, a very heavy dose, kind of getting us back into the groove of this theme of the incredible world that a Torah gives a person, not only in this world, but also in the next world. And in this world, it's incredible things, but the kind of things that we can at least in theory discuss, in theory we can have a hasaga of. The things in the next world are part of this Or HaGadol, and we could say the words, but Chaim Lusher, is more than happy to admit, maybe not happy, but more than willing to admit, he doesn't even know what these things really are, and certainly then on our level, we can't. So, again, just emphasizing, I assume that the purpose of all this is not just to entice people to learn, right? Because we're not supposed to learn just for the reward. As much, although, I guess, on the other hand, we're also human. But I think also it's an indication of the chashivas, right? It's really a simon, of the chashivas, right? In this world, we live in an alma de shikra, right? So lav dafka, would you say the way the world pays salaries is a semen of chashivas, right? That's why every now and then you have people complaining, how come baseball players are making $30 million and the fireman or the policeman or the teacher makes not $30 million, to put it mildly, right? In a chanami, so in the alma de shikra, reward does not necessarily correlate to importance. But obviously in our world, you assume if there's that incredible reward, that itself is a simen to the chashivas of Torah. Okay, good to be back.